Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network, circling the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting found anywhere around the world. And now it's time for the Boomerang Radio Show with your host. I'm W.A. Brown, along with my panel. I see Ann Wooten-Tiller. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Doing great, doing great. Looking forward to this broadcast. We've got Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery. Hey, Doc.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, loud and clear. And Mad Mike from the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast Show. Hey, Mike, what's going on, brother?
Good afternoon to everyone.
Hey, man, you seem chipper. When I talked to you the other day, you were wore out from doing what you do, DJing and
What do you expect from me, William? Can you see how old I am?
Oh.
I get wore out. I get wore out just walking to the bathroom.
Oh, man, I missed you last week. Last week we had a great show. But I
missed you guys, too. I'm very proud. My very good friends of mine, I used to work with him at Alpha Beta. His name is Pete Bolger. He married Cindy, and they had a child years ago, named 21 years ago, named David. And David would hang around me because I would do law enforcement stuff, and we talk cop stuff, and he always wanted to play cops and robbers. And he graduated Thursday night from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department Academy, and he is now a full-fledged officer. And wow. I'm going to take a little partial credit for that. So I'm going to gloat here. And that's why I wasn't with you on, and William, you know, I wasn't with you on Coast
to
Coast.
No, that's okay.
I mean, congratulations.
I was touching to me. I mean, he's just a fine young man. I'm just so proud of him.
No, you had to be there. I mean, you know, you had to be there. I would have also. So no harm, no foul, my friend. No, actually, you know, and that means a lot. When you can find a young person that you've mentored or tutored or maybe gave a little bit of an advice to, and they went on to do something with it. Now, that's heartwarming to me. I think it's very, very important. I remember, guys, that when I was in California, I used to often go around to middle schools. I've even gone around to elementary schools and middle schools and high schools.
Wait a minute, William. I'm not sure you want to put that over the air that you're hanging out at schools.
Yes, sir. That might come back to bite you in the wrong circle.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I really appreciate what you said. Now, you know, some goofball is going to take what you say and run with it.
Right.
No, not at all. I used to go there, and I used to talk to him because I was a stockbroker then. And you'd be surprised how fascinating it is for children. If you have a profession, you'd be surprised how many people will fall in love with it. Someday, and, you know, I'm sure you may have inspired someone to become a lawyer. And you, Dr. Demery, maybe to go into the ministry. So it is heartwarming, and that's the thing that we need to start doing. Don't leave all of the education to our teachers. Now, there are some fine teachers out here to do a fine job. But I think also education goes outside of the classroom. You know, when you that's why field trips are so important. That's why you have speakers to come into schools that are so important. And then, you know, it is just absolutely amazing to me. But I used to get letters back and say, thank you, Mr. Brown, for coming by and teaching me about stocks, you know. I used to have this game. And let's see, there were 30, Dow Jones 30. I used to go to the bank and I'd get $31 gold coins, okay? And I would take them to the school and I would talk to them about the various stocks, you know, the symbols and things of that nature. And those who got it right, they would all get a coin. Do you know I'd walk in there with 30 and leave out with zero?
Wow.
That's how much they paid attention, you know, and this is really fascinating. So don't underestimate our children because they're at the age now when their brains are just like sponges.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they will take in the good, the bad, and also the ugly folks. And just why, you know, just as parents, we have to be careful what we tell our children. Don't ever tell your children they will never be anything.
Right.
Why would you do that to your child? You know, for some reason you might be angry or whatever it is, but you have to pay close attention to what You feed into that child's brain, because I tell you what, they're just like computers. Garbage in, garbage out. I believe that. I really believe that. So, anything interesting this week, Dr. Demery?
Well, I hope that most people got a chance to watch the State of the Union address.
Yep.
A lot of people don't watch it for various reasons, but I try to watch it no matter who the president is. And it was quite interesting on a lot of different levels. The responses, the comments that occurred after the speech, the Republican rebuttal to it was quite interesting. But I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch it, but I thought it was quite interesting. We can talk about it more if you want to, but
yeah,
it was quite interesting.
Well, yeah. I saw little clips of her, but mercy. No, I couldn't. I had stomached all I could of the Republicans just acting a nut during his speech. It was just so disrespectful. They're just always so disrespectful, especially that little blonde idiot, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's just, oh my gosh. The embarrassing is.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
Can you imagine what other countries are saying? Now, I don't care. And this is not a Republican Democrat debate, but I'm gonna tell you something. If I were a foreign leader, or a member of, or someone who lived in a foreign country, and I saw that, and I'm saying, man, no matter what, you know, when you talk about the United States of America, and get rid of this red state, blue state, I'm tired of this separatism here, and to disrespect the, no matter what you think about Joe Biden. Okay. As the United States of America, we need to show some unity, especially if we're on the public stage. If we're on the world stage, we need to show some respect. Where is respect these days?
Class. How about a little class?
A little class. Come on, man. And we're supposed to be, the shining star, the beam on top of the mountain, the light of the world. Well, that light looks pretty dim right now when you start doing things like that. It looks pretty doggone dim. It's a shame. I thought it was a good speech. The response to that was something like out of the Twilight Zone. I mean, this woman, I mean, I don't understand her delivery. You know, I her delivery, the way she delivered it, that's the way she intended it to deliver. But I don't think she really thought this thing out. How is this coming across? You know, this is just a weird type of.
I just have a question for everybody. I mean, because they were trolling her on social media because of something that she said, which was, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And it's like, everybody's like, okay, do you remember what was going on 4 years ago? People were dying from, you know, the coronavirus in droves. We were on lockdown. There was no vaccine. I mean, she just didn't, just from that one thing she said, I'm like, okay, she didn't have a clue. And
no clue at all.
I didn't watch it. I'm just glad I didn't watch it.
You know, and I'm going to shock everybody when I say this. Oh my goodness. In fairness to Trump, I can't believe I even opened up like that, but in fairness to Trump, he did not cause the coronavirus. Okay. Let's put that on the table. He didn't cause it. Okay. And when he, commanded ask the producers medical vaccine producers. I'm just screwing this all up. But anyway, to go out and get a vaccine. Now, you may be anti-vax.
He asked them to fast track this and get something as a vaccine.
He did. He did. Okay. And, you know, so you have people that are anti-vaxxers. But that's your business. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what I decide to do is my business. I shouldn't knock you because you shouldn't be doing. You cannot and should not tell another grown person what they should be doing, except for if they're harming, if they're murdering, if they're maiming, if they're stealing or doing something, making victims out of people. Okay.
Harming themselves or others.
Right. So, you know, whether you're anti-vax or not, that is your business. God bless you. But anyway, but he did do that. So let's give him credit for that. However, to go out and circumvent his own command or his own instructions, he should take credit for that. I mean, he did it. But see, what happens is when you start involving politics and money, or you put those two together, I mean, you got corruption.
They're always together.
They're always, yeah. They walk in there broke as a church mouse and walk out there like a fat cat.
Yeah. He said broke as a church
mouse. You can't get much broker than that. Hey, Dr. Sims.
Hi. Hey, lady. How are you?
Hey. I'm good.
And so we just started off. And so the thing is that I think it is deplorable the way some of these Republicans act out in public. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was in an interview the other day. A reporter came up to her and started asking her a few questions and wanted to know, say, okay, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And tell us a little bit about Jewish space lasers. Marjorie didn't like that too much. She said, why don't you tell us about Jewish space lasers and F off? Now, this is a Congress. Yes, she did.
Not the evangelical Christian.
Oh yes. You can go back and watch the tape. I mean, these people have no class at all, and they hold the highest offices this land can offer them. That makes no sense to me. You know, our parents, and I'm sure of this, Dr. Sims, Mike, and I know, Colonel Ward and your mom, they didn't play this garbage of disrespect and humiliating them. Dr. Demery, your mom, what's she, about 105 pounds, about 5'1", and, she was the sweetest lady, but, there was a flip side too, wasn't it, Dr. Demery, if you got on her, wrong side?
My mom is if you were right, you were right, and if you were wrong, you were wrong. We were in church one day to give you an example of my mom's personality. William was there. We had a big church meeting, and she stood up to the pastor and basically told the pastor, "You're wrong."
She did.
You're wrong. And, you know, at the end of the thing, several people came up and said, "Oh, I'm so glad you said that." And my mom said, "Well, blankety blank, how come you didn't say that?"
And Dr. Sills, and she was a tiny little thing, too, but what a firecracker. Oh my God! Hey, Dr. Demery, tell them about the time when your mom, she was working for the prison ministry, I believe.
Right.
And she went to one of the trustees because they get funding, and the trustee, we know that trustee, we're not gonna call her name, but everybody had a lot of problems with her, and so she turned. You have to tell the story because at one point she was telling your mom something about you people or something. And
yeah, mom was going to give a check for prison because she would give Bibles to the young women that she ministered to and the young men in the prison system because she mostly worked in the juvenile system. And she went to go get a check to go get her Bibles. And this trustee happened to make a comment, to make a long story short, said, "Well, you people, you know, drain all the money out of the church."
What?
Mom, one eye went to the left, one eye went to the right,
bruh.
The nostrils got wide open, and I just happened to be there in the office, and I grabbed her, and I said, "Mom, come on, we have to go." And I escorted her out, and on the way out, we were out in the church parking lot, and she says, "Oh, no, baby, let me go back." I forgot. I said, "No, Mom."
Mom.
She was going back to get her. And she was not, and I mean get her, I mean she was going back to tell her how she felt.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Said, "I'm over with, let it go, it's done." You know, but she was a feisty person, but if you were right, she would give her life for you.
Yeah.
And if you were wrong, she would let you know.
So, if I got this straight, you escorted her out, and she said, "Oh, I forgot something that was going to go," yeah. She was going to go back after that lady. That's what she forgot to do.
She was going back in there. She was going back in there after her. That's right.
My kind of lady.
Oh, boy.
She was going back in there after her.
I'm glad you were there.
If I could comment, William, on a couple of things I before we get too far away from this. A couple of things that we've discussed so far is the Republicans and the Democrats, neither one of them have a halos. They both act poorly in public, and I'm not going to defend either side at all. In fact, I think I've mentioned many times, I don't like either side. Politicians are liars, cheats, thieves, and whores. So to point out that only the Republicans act badly, that's not factual. The Democrats act badly as well. And then to go to the State of the Union speech, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've been able to catch clips of it. And from what I've seen, and I've seen maybe half of it, so I've maybe seen 30 minutes out of the hour plus of it. And to me, I didn't hear much about the State of the Union. What I heard sounded more like a campaign speech to me rather than telling us what's going on with the State of the Union. So that's my input for those two things.
But right. let me make a comment to that real quick.
Please.
You have to listen to the whole thing. You can't listen to it in pieces. That would be like if you listened to my sermon this Sunday and you just heard bits and pieces of it. You wouldn't get the context of the whole message.
I agree. That's why I qualified that I had not seen the whole thing. So I qualified it, but what I did see looked like a campaign speech.
Yeah. Well, see, you have
to. You have to listen to the whole thing. You just can't listen.
I will. Dr. Demery, I promise you I will.
Yeah. And, you know, thanks for acknowledging the fact that you didn't listen to the whole thing, Mike. And Dr. Demery, you're exactly right. You have to understand that during that speech, now, Mike, if you show me an example where the Democrats are acting the same way these Republicans are acting, I mean, just total disrespect. Show it to me. Maxine Waters, she hasn't done anything wrong. I'm going to tell you something. No, she has not. Hear me out, Mike. Hear me out. When is the last time Maxine Waters came down on somebody just because they were on another party? She calls out things that are wrong. She calls out racism. She calls out police officer brutality. She calls out various things, but you don't hear her coming up and just calling people names all the time.
I'll send you the video.
Please. If she says, well, that Republican there is corrupt, you better believe she did her homework on that. Okay. But what I'm saying is let's do it this way. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You've got Jim Jordan. You've got Matt Gaetz. You've got Lindsey Graham. You've got Lauren Boebert, who was groping her boyfriend at a child's play. Okay? All right? And then you've got the guy George Santos, who just got kicked out of it. Now, I could think of a Democrat that needs to go right there. That's Senator Menendez. The guy's been hiding gold bars in his coat. Okay? But right now, that's 5-1. That's 5-1.
There's more on both sides.
Mike, show it to me.
There's a report, a statistic report. There. Yeah, there's a report that he outlined. Remember I told you the story and good evening, everybody. How are you?
Hey, lady.
We're doing good.
But there is a report and I don't know if I sent it to you, but I just found it again last night because I was searching for it. But Mike, I know I sent you some things and you too, William.
I got
it. As well. I sent you a lot of stuff. And so I'm all over it because I need to know what really going on. And I'm siding with Mike when it comes to the Democrats and Republicans. My daughter and I had that discussion today too. There's crooked folks on both sides. There's foul people on both sides. They've got records. They've got literally police records of things that they have done and that they will not bring out, but they will crucify everybody else. And it's a travesty, but I need to find that, William, but I thought I sent
Please
it to
Please send
you.
It to me.
Just a couple of days ago, and he gave down the statistics. You had three, four, five, or six of them don't have driver's license. The license have been suspended.
Are these Republicans or Democrats?
He just said they're sitting in the seats of the Senate.
Okay.
You get an overall statistic of that whole House.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you before, I know the House, not everybody, but you got a whole lot of foul ones in there that are running our country and they're not examples. And I'm big on if you're going to be an example all the way. That's just like we talk about the wheelhouse in the church. If you're going to be an example, be one. I am on the warpath right now. And the reason why, because I'm so sick of liars and hypocrites. It's amazing to me. But the thing is, and I'm going to try to find it too, William, as we're on the station, and get that to you. I know I sent it to myself via Facebook as well.
I'm sorry, Dr. Sims, forgive me for interrupting. William, you're aware of this because what Dr. Sims sent both of us was, they said, who does this belong to, the NFL or the
NBA?
Yeah.
NFL
and
the NBA.
And they put out all the bankruptcies, all the spousal abuse, all the times they've been arrested for drunk driving. And this is all of Congress, by the way. What is it, 435 people?
Yes.
And they put out all the statistics, all the illegal activity, and they said it was neither the NHL or whatever the other team
was. Because he asked
Congress.
Congress.
This is Congress.
And
they did their
own. Before, William, so you're aware of it.
Right. And the thing is that the way things are going right now, if people really don't pay attention, they would get you off of what you need to actually see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem for me because there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And I don't know how far you got into it, William, and how far you're going to go into it. But there's a whole lot of stuff going on in these United States that we better wake up and smell the coffee for real. Okay. Because there is an agenda that is in play. It's a major agenda and I'm really disturbed by it. Very disturbed by it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm aware of that. As a matter of fact, that came out the first time I saw that was last year. Now the distinction is they didn't tell you, well, this many Republicans or this many Democrats. They said Congress, hold on, hear me out. Let me finish. They didn't divide it up and say, okay, 90 Republicans and 30 Democrats or 90 Democrats and 30 Republicans did this. They said Congress because they were trying to make a point. Who has the most convictions and felonies? Was it the NBA, the NFL, or Congress? Mm-hmm. And Congress beat. That's right. We have more felons in Congress than you do in the NFL or the NBA, but they did not make a distinction on whether they were Democrats or Republicans. And I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. However, what I know is what I see, and I see when I see a clown show, I'm looking at the Republican Party. They do it day after day after day. Now, you can pick out George Menendez, and I'm waiting for the next name you can call because Ann and I and probably Dr. Dimmer can give you about 5, 10, 15 Republicans to that one Democrat. What I'm saying is you're going to have corruption in every situation. Let me hold every, I would say, job or a vocation in the world. We can go from doctors, lawyers, preachers, police officers. You're gonna have corruption any and everywhere. And it doesn't matter your party affiliation. It doesn't matter your religion. You're gonna find corruption there. Okay. What I'm saying is, if we're gonna keep score, let's be fair. What we see. Now, and I'm willing to accept anything you and Mike want to present to this panel, but let's be fair, okay? Yes, there's corruption on both sides, but if I had to take a choice, I would take one felon over 10, okay? I mean, come on, the numbers do not add up. I hear you loud and clear. But when you have people, Marjorie Taylor Greene, let me tell you, I do not like this woman at all. Number one, she shows up with a MAGA hat on. That is against House rules. That is against.
She's allowed to get away with stuff. She's allowed.
Well, that's because she's got a weak speaker that's afraid to do anything. He's afraid that if he disciplines her or corrects her, she's going to call for his vote to be ousted, which is a poor way to set that up. When they got rid of McCarthy, and I can't stand him either, because he was in a situation, the only reason why he got it, because he allowed this situation. He says, well, it only takes one of us to get you out. And he agreed, yeah, I'll take it. Okay, just like a goofball. So this is my point. Number one, she had no business showing up on the House floor with that hat on. And the person to do something about it was the House Speaker who has the spine of a worm. Okay, number two. They've been arguing for a border bill forever. Do something about the border. Do something about the border. Do something about the border. You had in the Senate. Let me finish. Let me finish. I'm not going to take that, Dr. Sims. No.
I am.
Well, that's your business. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. I have choices just like you do. Okay. And my choice is not to take that because I see what's going on. They wanted a border bill in the Senate. They went in and the Republicans and the Democrats worked together in the Senate to pass a comprehensive border bill. They said the toughest border bill ever. And the Republicans got everything they wanted. But when it got to the House rejected it. Do you know why? Because Donald Trump told them to.
They were spending more money on Ukraine than they were spending on our borders. So
Hang on.
You had your space. You say, give us a spot here.
You got a spot.
They had way more money going to Ukraine than it was going to our own border. So it was filled with nothing but pork. The bill was a lie. It should never be passed because they're not focusing. When I pay my mortgage bill, William, don't disappear on me. When I pay my mortgage bill, is it tied to my hay bill? No, I pay my mortgage bill. It's one thing. Pass a bill that's only for the border, not with all this other pork for the Ukraine. I'm not saying not to support the Ukrainians. Mm-hmm. Do a separate bill for the Ukrainians. I'm fine with that. But don't pack all this pork in here where we're defending Ukrainians' border more than we're defending our own. That bill should never be passed. And while I'm on my rant here, ladies and gentlemen, while I'm on my rant, the president has the ability right now with a stroke of a pen to control our border. Don't tell me he doesn't, because he took all that away the first day he was in office. He took all of those policies and practices that were working and he nullified them only because they had Trump's name on them. So he nullified all that. He could put it back in place right now. He doesn't need a bill. Thank you for the time.
You got it. But see, the thing about it, Mike, what in the ham fed did Trump do? He didn't do anything, except for he tried to demolish the EPA. Okay, when he tried to destroy education, he did nothing. But lowered the taxes on the rich, Mike. That's all he did.
This clown.
Let me tell you something. When the clown
defended Trump, I'm just saying the stuff he did was working.
Wasn't working.
And Biden took it away. No. And look what happened. The explosion of millions of people coming across this border illegally. And now we're giving them free money, free phones, free medical care, free education, and all the stuff we don't give our own people and our own veterans.
Well, the thing about it, they should have passed the border bill.
I cannot defend that at all.
They should not. They should have passed the border bill. I'm going to tell you why. They should have passed the border bill because, can you imagine? Right now, the Republicans do not want to fund Ukraine anyway. All right? And any bill that comes across the table, I mean, Republican, Democrats, this is where the both sides come in there. They always put pork in there to try to get what they want. That's the only way any bill gets passed.
Dude, I agree. It's wrong. There should be no pork in any of these bills.
Right. Because
when I pay my mortgage, I'm paying only my mortgage.
I understand that.
So don't focus on all this other stuff and confuse what's going on.
My point.
Stick to the topic at hand. You just address the border. And the president currently has the ability to address the border, and he's not.
But he's only limited to a point. To do so. He can do
Dr.
something.
Demme, your mic is.
It's because William and I are too loud and it's drowning.
What's going to happen?
Well, that's the whole idea.
Choose a side, and I agree with William. If you want to go ahead and say all the evidence you turn, then vote for the Republicans. Then vote for Trump again if that's what you want. I'm not voting for that idiot. No matter what you say about. Well, all the pork is in this and that and the other. Then if that's what you feel, then vote for Trump again. You know?
I don't like either side.
You've got to take a side. And here, the side is swayed towards that which is outweighing that which is evil. So you can whine all you want like a mule. And I'm not saying you're a mule, but you can whine like a mule saying that they got the pork in this and that and all that other kind of stuff, but you have to take a side and vote. So when we vote at the end of this year, you got to decide who you're going to vote for. Now, if you vote for Trump, that's your right. You can do that if that's what you want. I'm not voting for that moron.
Me either. And I'm going to tell you something else.
I don't like either side.
Hey, Mike, I hear you, but I'm going to tell you something. We can pull some facts here. Number one, do you know that when Trump left the office, he left with over 2 million, almost 3 million jobs than he came in there with? Okay. Do you know right now on, right now, speaking of the other side, Biden has, put in over 13 million. Now do the math right there. That's a 15 million job swing. That's a fact. Look it up. Okay. Inflation, last year, when inflation was going towards upwards of 10%, which is absolutely incredible. Okay. And now it's down at 4%. Do you know that we have the highest unemployment rate right now? Do you know that? Now, when you start talking about inflation, now it didn't start with Biden. Inflation was on the rise when he took office because of supply chain issues. It was COVID, supply chain issues, and a lot of, and then you have greed. You put those three together as an ingredient. You got problems, and then you're going to have inflation. But now inflation's down. The job market is up, okay? And all Trump did was cause division in this country. This country had never been as divided as it is or is right now. And when Trump left the office, look, this clown right now, all he wants to do, he's on a revenge tour. Because what he's talking about is who he's going to get back at when he gets back in the office. He's not talking about any policies. He's not talking about anything to help the American public. He's only stroking fuel. And who is he praising? He's praising Putin. He's praising Ying. He's praising, who's that clown up in North Korea? Kim Jong-un. Any dictator he can find, he is praising them. And he's alienating us from our allies. And so, now, look, more power to you. Ann, what's your take, Ann? Okay, Mike.
Okay, well, while Ann's working back in, you want to lay about facts. You want to talk about facts.
Let's talk about it.
Back when Trump was in office, I paid 99 cents for a head of lettuce, and I was paying low $3 a gallon for gasoline. What is it today? Now, keep in mind that Biden's been in office for what, almost 3.5 years?
Yep.
And I'm paying almost $5 a gallon for gasoline. I'm paying double what I used to pay for lettuce. I'm paying $1.99 for a head of lettuce. So if you want to talk about facts, let's talk about facts. I'm paying way more for groceries. I'm paying way more for gasoline. I'm paying way more for clothing. I'm paying way more for everything. Biden's been in office for over 3 years. And if it's his priority to fix that and fix the border and everything else, why isn't it fixed? He said,
because I just said inflation has come down for upwards of over 8-9 and it's come down to 4.
$5 a gallon gasoline.
Well, guess what, Mike? You know what? Yeah, but it was last year was higher. You were paying more last year. You were paying, and I'm going to tell you something else. When Trump was in office, and this was in 2019, I went to Los Angeles, and I had to put some gas in my car. Okay? Was this 19, early 2020? Trump is still in office. I pulled up to this gas station because it's quite a haul from Los Angeles to San Bernardino. That's quite a ride. You don't want to run out of gas on the freeway. That's the last thing you ever want to do. Mm-hmm. Pulled up to this gas station. It was $6.50 a gallon.
I don't know what you pulled in for gasoline.
Well, buddy, yeah. I know. I paid it. One thing I don't do, especially on purpose, is to lie to my audience. That's one thing I don't do. Okay? Because I will not come across as being disingenuous or false. This was in 2020. It was $6.50. Now, bear in mind, and in all fairness, it was right off the freeway. So this is the last stop in this particular area that you're going to get gas before you can. So do you want to take the chance of running out of gas, or do you want to agree to let us rob you and take your money? And so what I did, I said, okay, all right, I got this. I put a quarter of a tank of gas in my car and drove to San Bernardino where it was $2 less. Okay.
Yeah, he was getting some of that Beverly Hills gas.
Well, guess what? I didn't go back either. I'll tell you that. And your take. Go on.
First of all, I agree wholeheartedly that throughout the political years of the United States being a country, we have had corrupt politicians. It happens all over the world. I will also agree that even now today, that is still the case.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
However, I must say that when we're talking about things like the economy, when we're talking about things like extremism, I'll just go ahead and say terrorism. In a lot of ways, in my opinion, you have a lot of this going on in the Republican Party now. Let me just give you some examples on in terms of the economy. The economy, yes, you are correct that there were some seemingly bright spots that the Republicans like to take credit for. Most of that was inherited from the Democrats when Trump got into office. Now, when we're talking about issues that came up in terms of inflation and all this other stuff, let's go back to 4 years ago when the pandemic started and all of the countries all over the world were shutting down. That's when we started having fluctuations, big fluctuations in what we're experiencing now. You had the supply chain breaking down. People lost their jobs in droves because, well, a lot of things weren't considered essential, had to shut down because it was a problem. We were trying to protect people. So we prioritized human life over money, which wasn't very popular with the rich people or with the Republicans. And so there was this fight about opening up again. And I don't know if you all remember it, but I remember it vividly. There was a fight over public health and public money, supposedly. First of all, the people who couldn't work needed help. If you lost your job, you had to have some help. So there was a lot of argument about giving people money. The Republicans started a rumor, and I know this because I happen to work in unemployment insurance, and I literally had people arguing in my hearings that their workers didn't want to come back to work because they were getting more money in unemployment than they were making by working. It was crazy then. It's still crazy now. But this is what we had going on. We had a fight literally over getting the economy back into shape because of the pandemic over human lives. And we are still feeling the repercussions in a lot of ways of what was going on then. Not only that, Trump started a tariff war with China, and China made some mistakes of his own. They started cracking down on a lot of their own companies and shutting things down unilaterally, like dictators and communist nations tend to do. So there's a lot more going on with the economy rather than who's just in office. As a matter of fact, they're not even supposed to be taking credit for the economy, but that tends to be a trend these days. So that's just the one thing. We talked about some other stuff too, in terms of acting badly. William mentioned the Democrat that's got the gold bars and all that. He is a prime example of a Democratic politician who is basically on his way out, should have already been out. Can't wait for him to be gone. However, there are lots more politicians that are currently in Congress that, in my opinion, should not be there. Anybody who was a cheerleader for January 6th, anybody who was, basically on the side of the people who were breaking in, because many of them were aware of this. And that's not me giving you my opinion. That's a fact, documented fact, that many of them were aware that this was coming. Some of them, I think, had their own, what do you call those things to protect them from, gas? I think somebody had a gas mask of their own. Somebody had a gun of their own. This to me was more than just, a bunch of people getting together to protest. This to me was a planned attempt to take over the government of the United States. And if that does not scare you about the Republican Party, it should. Because what is it going to become if they had gotten their way? Or if Trump were to win another term and gets it right this time, what kind of nation are we going to live in? And that's the question. I think that's what Reverend Demery's trying to say, and that's what William is trying to say. At the end of the day, we have a clear and definitive threat against not just our way of life, but against our entire system of government. It's flawed. It's not perfect. That's because we, the people, are flawed and imperfect. So no human being that's alive today can create a system that is going to be without some type of issue. But the choices that we have right now are in stark contrast to each other, because you have somebody who is pro-democracy and somebody who sounds like a dictator, who sounds like a cult leader, and the people who follow him are behaving like fascists following Hitler, fascists following Stalin and Putin and Kim Jong-un, all those folks. And I believe that's what we are voting for. That is what is on the ballot in 2024. And so long as we have these Republican extremists running for office.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I think, and I know that we're grown enough to agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. And I'm paying very close attention to whoever's running for Senate seats and what have you. And I'm listening to their debates and what have you. Mm-hmm. It appears to me nothing really has changed, even in their dialogue. I think one of my frustrations, one of many when it concerns the White House, is that all of the promises that are made and really nothing really basically fall through. And mm-hmm. what I'm really on today, which is an urgency matter, not just for the Republican Democrat, but for the people. This is what I'm looking at. It's benefiting us. What's going to benefit us? When I look at the border and through what all is coming over, I mean, we've been flooded and to the point where you have governors now want to protect their state, and they're telling not to and let them continue to come over, to the point where now, and we have to admit this, there is a problem with this because of the flood of all the people that have come over of all walks of life. And we can't just say Hispanic like some we used to say. That's not the case anymore. We have people coming from Hades. We have them coming from Syria, all over the place, to the point where they are saying some things as they're coming over on news media. Now, we can't say that these are plants and people are just saying these things to cause an alarm, but they're saying, well, America's really going to see when it's all said and done. I have an issue with that. If you can stop something, and I think Mike brought it up, and I know, like I said, we can agree to disagree. I'm going to vote for who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to pray over who I'm going to vote for. It is what it is, and that's my privilege, mm-hmm. okay? Exactly. My thing is this. I am analyzing people more closely than I used to. Mm-hmm. I used to just say this, Democrat this. No. I'm watching you. And the mm-hmm. reason why I have a right to, because a lot of people say a lot of things and don't fall through with it. And mm-hmm. right now it's the people I feel who are in trouble because of what is going on. I know we have to choose. I'm so hip to that, and I'll use my street language. Mm-hmm. I'm hip to that. I know I got to do something.
Right.
But I'm not going to do all the way down Democrat, when their lifestyle is not savvy for me. Does that mm-hmm. make sense? Mm-hmm. And so this is where I have a right to choose who I feel will be best beneficial for the people. And I said this Thursday in Miss Cece's kitchen, it's time for stop the lying, and let's just, if there was no people, there would be no you, because the tug of war is between the Democrats and the Republicans. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It's like the war is consistent with that. And it's a power struggle. And I'm having a struggle with it because it's such a power struggle that we are basically, if I can use this analogy, left on the sidelines and just to accept what we need, just going to accept. But you have people who are coming over here, and I have a problem. They're even being bused in. They're being flown in to the point where we had to abide by the laws when we got on any airplane to see if we were fit to fly. Okay, we were scrutinized. And to see if we had any weaponry. They are being bused in. They're being flown in. They're just being loaded up. And just heard a report just before I came on. I dare not bring it up right now because it'll be a whole hellish mess in a minute. But I don't want to do that. But when I'm addressing is what has already transpired so far. My issue is that I'm always taught you take care of home. I've always taught that. And that's a major problem of mine. When I see appearance to me, that could be my own logic. That like the red carpet is being rolled out, okay, to those who want to seek asylum. And like I said, I don't have a problem with them coming over and seeking asylum, a better life. But my thing is this, and I said this before, William, in one of our previous shows, you don't walk right past the veteran, okay, who's sleeping out on the street. You don't went right past the mother and the child who are sleeping in their cars out in the street. You don't walk right past, okay, the senior citizen who is sitting out there cold and have no place to go. You don't walk right past the American citizen who fought, whose blood, sweat, and tears, who worked, their money was messed with, and this, that, and the other. But here you're giving, and this is real talk. I don't have nothing to prove with this. Monies that they're giving to them, okay? And lodging. In fact, they are using empty buildings and government closed down buildings. And they showed all of this. We gotta stop acting like it's not happening because we're saying, well, you know, they can paint any kind of picture. That's not the case. What they're doing is they're actually showing these places where they have elaborate beds there. They have TV. They have Game Boys. They have computers. And you still got our people on the street. And then you're giving them money. One of the things I heard many of the Hispanic or the people that are coming over, everybody's going to want to come over when you're giving them $2,000, $10,000, okay? Everybody's going to want to come over because I go over, okay? I'm just saying, if you're going to give me money and have me rent free for 2 years, you know, until I come up with the come up, I'm coming over because I'm struggling here in as a Californian, okay? I'm making my way. However, and this is what I have, and the money is coming from the taxpayers. And my question is, all of a sudden you got all this funding, okay? And you didn't have this funding from the Jump Street. You may have put five or six folks in a home, who is at the mayor, is she, in Los Angeles? She did her thing, but she only did a few homes. Yeah, I give her kudos for that. But you got a whole hell of a lot of, this is a family show. This is how upset I am. Lord, forgive me. A whole heck of a lot of people out there who are starving, who are cold and hungry and dying on the streets. And you will walk past your own people who helped build this place. Now, I'm not talking about Afro-American. I'm talking about Americans, period. You're walking right past them who helped you come up with the come up. People, I'm telling you, I told one of the things William had said, and I believe I said it before. Before you got to your place in the White House, if it wasn't no us, it wouldn't have been you, okay? And I believe this, and I'll stand on it. And my thing is this, and I posed the question on Thursday, let the people vote. We pay you. Let us vote how we want. Give us a good, valid way of your presentation. Give it to us, okay? You let us vote on other things that put you in the White House. Well, let us vote on some of these bills that you're trying to pass real fast. Okay, right. Beautiful. Now, real fast, to make them citizens without going into the process of being citizens. When I looked at that, I said, wow. I said, people will do what they want to do for the time that they need stuff to be done to benefit them. That's a given. It's been done for years. We do it even for ourselves. It's a given. And that is my concern. And I am hurt. I'm literally hurt behind this foolishness. and how I can go drive down the street, even where I live around the corner. They're out in the streets. They're in the cold. And we want to say, well, maybe they offered them something. We can't go on a maybe. The majority of them didn't have somebody to even present to them. They'll tell you you're not qualified for this, or you just don't, you know, we just don't have it. Now San Diego, there was on the news last night, they have no more money. They spent over $6 million in housing, but the money is gone now. And so what they had to do, they had to have them vacate those places because it's all about the mighty money, okay? If you can't give me no money, I can't help. And that is a problem with me when you've got all of these, right here I know in Moreno Valley, you've got all these warehouses that are empty. They're built and they're empty, okay? They could have used those long time ago. So that's my main issue, and I'm a little angry right now, and I know I came off that way earlier, but I'm the kind of person I will watch a person and pray over before I did the primaries. I just voted on the primaries, and I scrutinize it now. I don't sit there and just take what people say. I look and open my eyes for myself and see who's going to be best beneficial. And everybody has a right to choose and the right to feel the way they feel. And this has been a bothersome thing among families, a split and divide. And I don't vote off of loyalty measures. I stopped that long time ago because I have a mind of my own and the way I feel and the way I see things happening. And I know I've disclosed a whole heck of a lot, but right now I'm disturbed. I'm just disturbed at everything that's going on. Everything. People are losing their lives. I mean, theft is high, stealing, and it's a travesty out there. And we can sit here and talk about it, and that's good. That's wonderful. Okay. But one of my things is to say, write your congressman. I don't know what they can do. Okay. Because right now it's almost like they're little puppets. This is my visual, and I could be wrong, but this is my feeling, and I'm hurt, and I just feel like screaming sometime. And I think that, you know, and I heard Dr. Demery say, you know, vote for Trump then. That's not the case. My thing is there's a logic. There's a reason why I feel the way I feel, okay? Because I'm seeing and I'm hearing a whole heck of a lot. And I'm not just nailing Democrats. I'm not doing that. I'm not nailing anybody to the cross, but wrong is wrong. A lie is a lie. And it is what it is, and you can't get away from it. I know that I have to vote for somebody, but I'm going to show pray over a whole lot of stuff. Yes, I see Trump, and I see Biden too, okay? It is what it is. And so I have to make that choice, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to go for? And I don't think that we should, and I'm not saying on this panel that that's happening, that we should take that away from anybody's logical thinking, because this is what the time that we live in. Man, I don't know who to trust. This is my whole ball and wax from what the things that have just transpired. I don't know who to trust now. I really don't. And I know people, they say a lot of things. And I know we have reports. I know all of that stuff. I do. And I also know stuff can be padded and stuff can be heightened. I know all of that. But my issue is this, is that, okay, Lord, who do I trust? Who do I put my somewhat confidence in? I'm asking him to show me, okay? And I'm asking him to bring some proof to me, even though we had past history, but I'm seeing what's going on today. Is this something that we're going to walk into constantly? Is it going to change? That's my thought process. So I just put that out there.
Well said, Dr. Sims.
Well,
you said it way better than me.
I mean, I love everybody, but I just want us to be right. And it is the people